right, got chimes. That means we have Stella, and we definitely have the Bella. All right, hey everybody. Hello, friends. It's Shane here with DailyAstroCat.com. And today is Tuesday, and it's the 16th of April. We're going to talk about today, and there's not a lot to talk about today, believe it or not. The main effort of today is that moon that went into Leo last night. We put that stuff out there, and we're going to bask in the glow. We're going to talk about the Leo moon, and we're also going to talk about how this is what I like to call a focused moon, okay? Because there's only one aspect today, and that occurs at 2:23 in the morning here on the East Coast. Now, if you were perhaps over in, say, like England or something like that, you may not even have an aspect for the entire day. And that's because on the East Coast, our next aspect would be about 4:23 in the morning on Thursday, or Wednesday, rather. So look, it's Tuesday, and we've got our moon in Leo all day long. Now, what we want to really talk about is we want to talk about what makes this a focused moon. Now, I will pull up a chart here, and it makes for very bad listening on a podcast. However, as the moon enters Leo, at the 2-degree mark, it's going to be opposing Pluto. That's our last aspect. And here on the East Coast, that occurs at 2:23 in the morning. So that's what we're looking at. We have the moon opposing Pluto. Now, what would you think that would mean? Our moon in Leo, remember, Leo is that pride and everything. Let's talk about the moon in Leo first, shall we? The moon in Leo is very dramatic, okay? It's where we get a little bit of drama. And it's also where we have a need to be recognized. We need to be, you know, just appreciated. We want the applause. We want to be like little stars. That's what Leo's about, right? It's that little stardom. Now, as we get to that little stardom there, you know, the excitement and pride, oh boy, does that get great, right? Look, you can get a little vain from it. You can get a little bit of a complex, right? You have to be careful not to re-overact, okay? Because that stuff, the drama aspect of it can get real dramatic. And, look. It's a great time to be in a show or star in a show and just to take your ideas. Now, think about this practically, okay? Because we're talking about Leo as a sign. And if you know any Leos, there's a certain amount of pride to them. There's a certain courage. There's a certain dignified air to what they are. But there's also ability to boast a little bit, talk a little bit louder, and, basically just try to lead and manipulate things into the ways that they want to get things to go for themselves. It's not bad. It's a fixed fire sign. Fixed fire sign means it knows what it wants, and it's going to be able to pursue it. Now, if it's not handed to Leo, Leo's not really going to... Leo deserves this, okay? It's not like a Scorpio that's going to plot, plan, and get your downfall because they didn't get what they wanted. No, and it's not like, say, like a Capricorn that's going to patiently grind this stuff out and just go, go, go. It's not even like an Aquarius, where Aquarius will be trying to innovate and invent something, or perhaps just come up with a different angle, or maybe even involve some other folks in with it. That's not where Leo's coming from in this. And we're not Leos. We have the moon in Leo that's coloring some of our actions, and it makes it more likely for us to be able to put stuff out there. It makes it more likely for us to be willing to star in our own production, or to take credit for the work that we do. And that is something that is normal, and that is something that's actually healthy, especially on this Tuesday. So as that moon goes through Leo and starts to sweep through it, there are no other aspects. The planets in Taurus are too far away. The planet in Virgo, Black Moon Lilith, that point, right? That point in Black Moon Lilith is not close enough. Now, we can get into semi-sextiles and stuff like that, and sesquicentennial squares and all that craziness. But for our daily purposes, that's not really going to matter. What matters is that this spirit of wanting to put it out there in front of people, wanting to take credit for the things that we do, this is what's going to color our day. And this is going to color it more than any of the other things that I may have mentioned. With that moon, though, focused, we're really keyed in on that. It's something that we can do, and we're going to do it almost subconsciously because, hey, we're going to take credit for it. But do it in a way that's humble. And remember that Mercury is retrograde, so you have to be careful because you don't want to trip over your words. We can be humble and take credit for things and not have to really be blowing our own horns. Because if we were some Leos, we would be doing that, okay? Other Leos kind of quietly just go, well, you know, I'm just going to sit over here and just wait. It depends on what side of Leo spectrum you're on. You know, if you're closer to Cancer, you're going to be that defensive person that's not going to really want to come out. If you're on the Virgo side, you're going to be like, yeah, I figured this out, and I pretty much deserve this because I've worked all this stuff out. But if you're a Leo, right in the heart of Leo, and Leo is the heart, right? Oh, yeah. That's where you're going to be like, mine, drama. I am the king of the forest. Okay. Now that all that's said, let's just, we've got our focused moon. We know what our focus is. Our focus is putting stuff out there or taking credit for what we do. It's Tuesday and the moon is in Leo all day long. And today, this is definitely fire, okay? Launch into your own sovereignty. This is the natural culmination of your efforts, especially side hustle efforts, but you can also include it to work, right? And it has been made easier with the residual eclipse energy and the new moon that was just in Aries. All right, this is like peas and pods, guys, okay? This fire is really, really good. And that Aries energy is just going to translate over into the Leo energy. And it's going to do that later on. Tomorrow is chock full of that kind of energy just coming over. But right now, we're just like, bam, we're in Leo. And it's like, wow, we have all of these possibilities. We have all this Aries energy, the new moon energy to grow things. Now, think about it. The second quarter of the moon, which we just had yesterday, is where the seeds are in the ground and they start to grow, right? That's that second quarter energy. That second quarter energy, the first quarter is that new idea and the germination of the new idea and that initial planting phase. This is the sprouting phase. This is the summertime of it, right? This is where it grows and it's going to become something ripe and harvestable. And that comes later on, correct? So this second quarter moon is kind of like a little microcosm of the whole growing season as we go through it, right? So, look, your wildest dreams, they're within reach. You can. And today's keyword is catapult. You just have to believe in yourself and catapult forward. The color is the afterburner glow. Now, if I have to put this simply, the sun in Aries will no longer be held back. Okay? Think about it. Mars, the ruler of Aries, was sitting conjunct with Taurus in Pisces for about a week now. We've been held back. And as Mars entered into Pisces, we could feel that holding back. What are we doing? We're going to be taking actions that are going to strengthen us internally. We're going to be coming to the eclipse, and we're going to have to understand that we're going to have to give up some things. We're going to lighten our load, and then we're going to be able to move forward, okay? This means that the next 72 hours, okay, we're going to be constantly promoting our work and ideas, especially side hustle ones. Don't back down. Like I said, this is when the garden grows. The moon in Leo is opposing Pluto in Aquarius. Now, I was getting some serious Scorpio vibes while writing this. Look, and it's because Pluto is a co-ruler of Scorpio, as is Mars, and Mars is in Pisces. Mars is also the co-ruler of Scorpio. Now, this gives us a cooler kind of look at things and a way of thinking in such a way that we can come into our own power. And we do this by bringing up, by uniting that energy of Mars and Pluto. And that's going to happen as soon as Mars starts to drift towards Aries. They're going to come into that sextile, that opening sextile. And it's going to be very interesting when they come together as Mars moves closer to that and they move towards that sextile. And then we'll see some very interesting things going on with innovation, technology, and the ability to start things up. All right. We have to shatter our old ideas of what is possible. And then we're going to try to reform them in our present moment, okay? We're going to come up with something new. Technology is on display and the world gets stranger as the authoritarians, hey, they're still trying to hold on to power. We're not amused, and nor should we be, okay? Now, interestingly enough, in 1940, the Cleveland Indians pitcher Bob Feller hurls the first and only opening day no-hitter in Major League Baseball history. That was in 1940, and he beat the Chicago White Sox 1-0 at Comiskey Park. And in 1912, Garth Williams, an American illustrator, he may not ring a bell, it might, but he was the guy that illustrated Charlotte's Web. And he was born in New York City, and he died in 1996. So our color is the afterburner glow, that kind of orangey glow, right? And our keyword is catapult. Today is an 8. Happy astrocatting.